Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown time is 7 after the hour. Once again, the time goes so quickly, it seems like nanoseconds ago when Michael Harrison, the editor. See, I get paid by the word. Sometimes I put words together to save people who are paying me money. So if I put Harrison and editor together, it's Hederson.
I'm the editor. That's a good idea. Well, actually, we live in a time when everything is reduced
AI?
To acronyms. And,
woo! Yeah, but
you know what the problem
stuff?
With AI is? You know, I'm an editor.
There's
I do
a lot of
words.
Problems. Yeah.
The problem with AI is it's spelled A, capital A, capital I, and it looks like Al.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like capital A, lowercase L, and it looks like, you know. So we're using Al to... That's in my head. I don't know if you've ever mistaken it for Al.
What I'm finding, I'm curious, or I'm not so much curious as I am concerned, about what happens down the road to youngsters who are my grandchild, your grandchild's age and mine, to the exposure they'll have to this stuff. Jennifer Horn, whom you know on KRLA in Los Angeles, tried this week to have a chat with that GPT thing, and they... sort of put together, they concocted a press release. They put information into this thing, and 5 seconds later, it came out with a press release saying that her partner was going to go do something else. They just tried that on the air, and it was all full of information about this guy's life, about where he'd worked, about what his views are in 5 seconds.
It basically is what a mathematical pocket calculator does in instantaneous time. It does endless calculations down to the decimal point.
And so what good is that?
With data.
What good is it? What is it for? What does it do that's going to be beneficial to mankind?
Saves time and work.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Well, we don't have to work too hard.
Puts more people out of work, so more people will be dependent on the government and the taxpayers.
We don't have to work as hard or as expensively in providing misinformation for people. Mm-hmm. This way, we're able to provide misinformation more economically.
Yeah. You know, speaking of misinformation, I want you to go through the story list and the people list, and then let's find some things in there. The information that has come about as a result of discussion of these stories. What's right? What's wrong? Not what's right and what's left. What's right and what's wrong? Let's do that for a moment or two after you go through the list officially, please, Mr. Harrison.
At number 10, we have the NFL draft. At number 9, we have the Supreme Court of the United States abortion pill ruling. At number 8, we have trans and LGBTQ issues. At number 7, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, the mortgage subsidy plan. At number 5, the 2024 presidential race. At number 4, DeSantis versus Disney. At number 3, Trump legal battles. Number 2, the debt ceiling deal. And number 1, Tucker exits Fox. On the people survey, we have at number 10, Zoe Zephyr. At number 9, Don Lemon. Number 8, Ron DeSantis. Number 7, Mike Pence. Hunter Biden is 6. E. Jean Carroll is number 5. Number 4, a little-known political figure named Donald Trump. Number 3, Rupert Murdoch. Number 2, Tucker Carlson. Number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a kind of a fuzzy look at the week. Toward the end of the week, an icon of American popular culture and talk performances, Jerry Springer, died, and an argument could be made that he could wind up on that chart as well, but at the end of the week, everything was already nailed down.
I've told you my Jerry Springer stories, haven't I?
No.
I have never told you a Jerry Springer story? Really?
Not that I remember. I mean, you might have, but,
all right, so
you know.
You remember in the late 80s when I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati?
Oh, that's right. You were in Cincinnati.
I was. So on, I decided I did 2 to 6, and Pete Rose followed me on the air on that station from 6 to 8. So that marked some interesting.
The Rogues Gallery.
Oh my God! So anyway, I had decided, because I didn't know that much about Cincinnati, and I wanted to bring some of the local color in. So I asked Nick Clooney, who's George's father, because George grew up in Cincinnati. His dad's been a newsman there forever. I think 43 years he did the evening news on one of the stations, the NBC station there. So I asked him if he would like to come over on Friday afternoons and chat with me and the audience about what's going on in Cincinnati. Well, he had an allegiance to WLW and, you know, okay, so I asked Jerry Springer. In 5 seconds, he was there. He would come over on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And we would have a car. Maybe it wasn't, but I think he did the 5 or the 6 o'clock. So maybe it was, I forget. But it was toward the end of the program, anyway, every Friday. And we'd talk about things going on in Cincinnati. Now, remember, I told you that Pete Rose followed me on the air at 6 o'clock. So Pete would come down into the studio. You talk about two Cincinnatians. Pete would come into the studio, and I'd sit there. And the two of them would go back and forth for an hour. It was hysterical. It was great. Great radio.
Is there a Cincinnati culture that one could, you know, make fun of? Like you know, a couple of Bostonians. Like,
hey,
what do you think?
They didn't like me at all.
Because, hey, what's going on?
Oh, no.
You know, kind of a distinct Cincinnatism
Springer,
that would mark their conversation?
It's interesting because Springer was a New Yorker. Actually, he was born in England. And he came over here as a youngster. And he gravitated to Cincinnati, ran for mayor. And he was disgraced in recall because he used city funds to pay for a prostitute. So then he became the nightly anchor on this TV station and attracted an audience that rivaled Nick Clooney's audience. And the company that owned the station had a station in Chicago. And so they brought him to Chicago, and the rest is history, as they say. It didn't take him long before they started this TV show that was on the air for, what, 29 years or something. And all of this stuff. I remember when I asked him to come on after he'd started the program in Chicago, he would say he didn't understand. He thought that the program was terrible and there was no good reason for it. But I said to him, what do you mean no good reason? You got a lot of viewers. That's what you're there for, is to get viewers and sell advertising. He said, well, yeah, you're right, but the program is horrible.
Well, I mean, I think he did a tremendous amount of work in raising the level of sophistication and dignity.
Yeah, sure he did.
Did he ever throw a chair at you?
No, he never did. I don't think he ever. I think he left that to the people who were on the stage.
He was always above the fray.
Yes. But he was a very intelligent guy.
Oh, yeah.
And actually quite a good guy.
That's true.
Yeah, he was a good guy. And very self-aware. He knew that he was a circus clown. He knew it was an act. It was like being in the middle of the ring in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have to do much.
Very much like, I'm blanking on the guy's name. He was a big, big star of television and in front of the camera and behind the camera. Chuck Barris.
Oh, yes.
Gong Show.
Remember
the Gong Show back in the 70s?
Yep.
Total insanity.
Yeah.
And he just rode above the fray with his attitude that the world's insane and ha ha ha.
Right. You know? Now, here's the last part of the story, which I tell, and I smile because I can't help but almost laugh out loud at this. The people that were there, was a new beer garden that opened just over the line in Kentucky. And so the guy that owned it listened to Jerry and I talking on the air, and so he called and asked us to could we come open his beer garden with some silly karaoke? So Jerry said, yeah, let's do it. And I said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, let's do Ebony and Ivory. I said, okay, who's going to be Ebony? He says, I'll be Ebony, you be Ivory. So he black-faced himself. Can you imagine doing this today? We sang karaoke Ebony and Ivory. It was, you know, the audience was crazy. It was just some of my best memories of silly radio have to do with him.
So you did that. You did the blackface routine live.
I didn't do
at
it.
At the
beer garden.
At the beer garden. Well, you did it by being partners with him.
Yeah.
You're just as guilty as he was.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
I don't know whether or not I can continue to
be
on
with me
today.
Anymore. Yes, thank you. If you want to leave, I can plenty. I can talk about myself.
You can play the part of me.
Yes, I can. Right.
You can do both of us.
Can you imagine though if we even tried to do something like that today? What we have, we wouldn't be booed.
We would be relegated to obscurity on a level that's even greater than the level we have achieved.
Later, you mean more than Don Lemon?
We would even be less known than Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine rising to that level of depth?
I'm eager to get your spin on the Tucker Carlson thing. Even he says he doesn't understand why so many people are talking about this because there are so many more important things to talk about. That didn't stop it from becoming number one this week on the story list. But is this back to the circus? In a sense, you know, really and truly, it's a circus. Yeah, it really is. And the players, Rupert Murdoch, right? Who's going to play him in the movie? There's going to be a movie about this. Who's going to play Rupert Murdoch? Who will play Tucker Carlson? Who will play the folks? Remember they did the Ailes movie and didn't the great character actor from New York who normally does, I'm going to say Grisham, but it's not Grisham. It's
I don't remember.
Oh yes. He played Winston Churchill on the Queen. Lithgow. John Lithgow.
John
played
Lithgow
Rupert Murdoch.
Played Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes. Sorry, it wasn't Rupert. It was Roger Ailes, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Roger Ailes. One's
the same as the other. They could blend back and
Lithgow's
forth.
A great actor. He did a wonderful job of Winston Churchill.
Yep, he sure did. Mm. All right, so anyway, we've got a lot of things here that we need to go through. I'm interested to get your spin because you're the most articulate person I know when it comes to football and the NFL draft, which, as you said, is number 10 this week. You look at some of these issues and you think, why are they this important? They are because it's not gradient levels of importance. It's how much they're being talked about. That's what the research is, the talkers. How much are people talking about these people and these stories? So we'll get to more of that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 after the hour.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
No worries. Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. No worries when I say we get to the bottom of many of these stories and the issues of the day. We determine that we should talk about some of them straightforward, and some of them we kind of go in the back door. I don't know whether that's the approach to take to the NFL draft. What do you make of some of the people that are being drafted? As you know, I'm not a big fan of football, so I leave that to you because it is something. Obviously, if it's number 10, it's getting some recognition. It's not just on sports talk radio. This is news talk radio.
Yeah.
This survey is for news talk radio.
People talk about the NFL draft because it's the off-season big deal. You know, the National Football League recycles players. They come in and they go through their evolution. Some last a long time, but most don't. And you're a rookie 1 year, and then you're a sophomore, and then you're a seasoned veteran, and then you're an old-timer,
right,
or you get injured and you're out. But you make a ton of money, and so much depends upon coaches and management picking the right up-and-comers from college football to be able to join the team, and the number of picks that they have and the position that they're in based upon how they performed in the standings the year before all play a major role in the drama. And it's like the primaries in politics, and it gives all of the football fans, which is the largest body of sports fandom in America, something to chew on for a while. So that's why the draft is big. There's no specific aspect of the draft that I have a comment on, because frankly, I'm not that interested in the draft.
But they played it up on network television. I think the story I saw when I quickly, because I knew this was going to be on the countdown, just to educate myself a little bit, I saw a story about the Texans taking a quarterback from Ohio State. Doesn't that happen every year? Doesn't Ohio State provide
the big schools that have very, very professional and
right, a lot of money comes from
exactly
they
develop these players.
Yeah,
and that's why people love college football for three reasons. One, it's a very fast, dynamic, loosey-goosey form of football. You see a lot of things that you don't see in the pros.
Right.
And two, you're seeing the stars of the future, and the future means 2 years from now, 3 years from now. That's why a lot of people go to minor league baseball. They just want to see the stars of the future. And those are real fans. And the third reason college football is so big is there's a tremendous amount of emotion and pride attached to being part of the larger body of alumni and the culture of a school. So it's huge. College football is huge, but its impact on the pros is profound. That's where that's the farm team.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
where these teams get their players, and that's why the draft is big because football is big.
Yeah.
That's the answer to your question. There was nothing particular about this year's draft that I found to be compelling or controversial.
Over the top.
Yeah. It just is every year. It becomes a major discussion. And the talk show hosts in News Talk Radio are always trying to find something to talk about that's not left-right politics.
Yeah.
So
stretch it a little.
It kind of squeezed its way in.
Yeah,
to the survey.
It's okay. It's good because it does, as you said, there's nothing worse than listening to a guy like me who doesn't know anything about the NFL and disdains the game itself talking about it. I mean, it's a waste of time, and it's kind of, I don't know, my credibility when it comes to it is zero, so why would I talk about it? And people say,
I find your disdain for the game to be interesting.
All right. I'll remember that. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The FBI has increased its reward to $80,000, leading to an arrest in connection to an execution-style mass shooting at a home outside of Houston on Friday night. 5 people were killed. The chair of the Republican National Committee says party candidates need to address abortion issues head-on. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel said the Republicans' performance in the midterms fell below expectations because many candidates refused to talk about abortion. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is signaling a 2024 presidential bid after teasing a major announcement. At an event Sunday in Charleston, he said on May 22nd, quote, "It's time to make the final step." In sports, the Warriors have plenty more steps. 50 points from Steph Curry on Sunday, and they routed the Kings in Sacramento to take Game 7 and advance to the Western Semis against the Lakers. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are on a Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. This is a weekly exercise. We go through the stories and the people list that appears in Talkers at Talkers.com. Also, we publish it at GoodDayShow.com. And Michael and I were going on about the NFL draft and my statements about football and my disdain for it. Michael finds interesting.
I find it interesting. Yeah, if you said it bored you, that's one thing. But having disdain, that means there are things about the game that bug you. And I assume it is the violence.
Yeah.
And also, on a certain level, the amount of interest, emotion, and money that people spend to support this violent situation. And all I wanted to say to you was, I have disdain for it, too. But I also enjoy it. It's like a guilty pleasure. And,
really? Ice cream is my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure. I mean, I really enjoy football. I watch it. I get all caught up in it. But I also know it's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that how funny how we could both, and I'm being serious here, we kid around a lot, but yeah. you can hold two two thoughts at the same time, that you support something, you enjoy it, you spend time, you invest in it, you care, and another level you realize it's just an awful thing, but you do it anyway.
Yeah. And it does speak to the violence that is prominent in our society, mm-hmm. I think, frankly.
Yeah, it makes me wonder about the wiring of the human nervous system and our DNA as a species. When you step back objectively and you look at humanity, what a dangerous, mysterious beast human beings.
Can we apply that to Ron DeSantis and to Donald Trump and to... others that are aspiring, what's his face?
These men are saints.
Ah, of course they are.
They love America. They love America.
Mm-hmm. So they say. I thought it was interesting this week. Ron DeSantis, number 8 on the people list. I thought it was interesting. He said he was going to declare next week that he's running for president. But yet this week, all over national newscasts, there are ads for DeSantis for president. Yay, DeSantis! Wait a minute. Is he running or not? Oh, the suspense is he's going to announce next week whether he's going to run or not. But yet, they're spending a lot of money on ads. Ron DeSantis will make a good president. I'm not sure that that's true, but it's, number 4.
These things about announcing, okay, now it's official.
Yes.
We make lying and, cherry
picking. An art form.
Yeah, exactly. It's an art form.
So, number 4 on the story list is DeSantis and Disney. So, this whole thing, people are silly enough to think, he's really trying to get Disney so they'll pay the taxes. DeSantis is running for president. He will do anything, say anything, go anywhere, do whatever he has to get attention. And if he has to take a shot at Disney, which in his heart of hearts, he has to know he's going to lose. But remember the old adage, it's not what you say about me, just it's whether you spell my name correctly. DeSantis.
But
the Disney people have clobbered him.
MICKEYMOUSE.
Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck. Mickey Mouse. And that, I think DeSantis is Mickey Mouse. I think that's what I'm.
I think Mickey Mouse is Mickey Mouse, and DeSantis is Mickey Mouse's enemy.
Ah, no.
I think that it is a foolish thing to do be the governor of Florida, wanting to be president, and then to make your beef against Disney and Mickey Mouse a centerpiece of your positions.
Yeah, and it all started with a gay thing that Disney didn't approve of.
Right. He painted himself into a corner from which there is no return.
No. They're smarter. They have more lawyers.
Disney is a major economic engine that fuels Florida.
40,000 jobs in Florida are a result, direct result of Disney. You're going to screw that up there,
pal? Not to mention the amount of money that it brings to Florida in terms of the tourist and travel business.
Right.
And culturally, Disney and Disney World are a centerpiece of the lives of so many American citizens.
Yes. How many people at Orlando Airport, man? I challenge you to go in there and get out of there in 2 hours under any circumstance, no matter what day or time of the week. It is. So then let's put this into perspective with Trump. This really does so easily and so well plays into Trump.
Absolutely.
And he can take a shot at DeSantis and, make him look foolish, which he does under
DeSantis
the circumstances.
Is pudding head compared to Trump.
So then you have to wonder if so much attention has been paid to this guy. And in fact, he's this bad. His judgment is this bad. Mm. What the hell do you want to be president for? Why does he, other than maybe assuaging his own ego, what does he bring to the table? Nothing. And none of these guys bring anything to the table. When you get right down to it, I said, I think last week with you, I thought Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Makes an interesting and attractive candidate, as does Joe Manchin.
Munchkin.
Munchkin, him too. Right. Anyway. All right, let's see. The Tucker Carlson, I'm trying to figure out, I'm looking at the clock and trying to figure out, okay, where can I get Michael's, the most appropriate comments about talk radio involvement?
But you were going to ask me about Tucker.
I was going to ask you about
it. But everybody else has mouthed off about it. I'll give you the answer. The reason Tucker exited Fox is because Rupert Murdoch doesn't like him.
Yep.
Done.
And like
that's
Christian
the reason.
That's it, yeah. Right.
You can make lists of the reasons that Rupert Murdoch doesn't like
so
him.
So why did we spend so much time on talk radio talking about it this week? Tucker Carlson doesn't even understand why.
Because it's gossipy. It has to do with things people are interested in. And you got to remember, when a medium such as news talk, whether it's on radio or television, spends most of its time talking about itself, then you know it has become a reality show as opposed to news.
Right. Yep. There you go. So with regard to presidential politics, number five this week, I thought it was interesting that Nikki Haley was on Fox, and she suggested that we shouldn't vote for Biden because he's going to be dead in 5 years. I thought to myself, I looked at that, and I thought to myself, did she really, was she dumb enough to say that? And apparently she is dumb enough to say
that. Yeah, she brings dumbness to new spectacular levels of interest.
Wow, I thought she was okay, but woof. You make a statement like that.
She was the one who also said, I forgot what woman she was talking about, that the woman was not in her prime anymore. That was what got, John Lemon said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I confuse Nikki Haley with Don Lemon all the time.
Easy to do.
Yeah, really.
Right. Okay, so now E. Jean Carroll, I'm just bouncing around here because I want to get your comments on some of these things. The jury, according to the Daily Beast, the jury has decided Trump's fate already. In this case, he's guilty as sin. And so what does he do? Have you watched any of the video from this trial?
No.
It's really kind of interesting. She says the reason it took her so, because the lawyer for Trump said, okay, so you want us to believe that you were raped by Trump. Why did it take you 24 years to come forth? She said, well, I needed the support of the Me Too movement. And I think the Harvey Weinstein thing, she said that on the stand. I suppose that's maybe she's been rehearsed and thought it through because they knew, her lawyer knew that question was going to get asked.
Yeah.
And so.
Maybe
okay.
She wants to sell the script to Law and Order, you know.
She's got a book.
Right.
She's written a book. And that's one of the reasons that she's. And the lawyer.
What do you think's going to happen? Do you think this is going to have any traction? Do you think that this case, amongst all the cases involving Trump?
Well, let's say he's found guilty. And then the people running against him would easily say, you want a rapist as the president? That's all they have.
And then there'll be a resounding crowd answer from his core go, yeah, why not? I like his policies.
Yeah. What is policies?
His choice of women.
All right, let me spend a moment talking about your immune system, if I may. Michael, yours and everybody who's listening to this program, if it's strong, it's great. If it's not, you drink a lot of coffee, you drink a lot of beer, you eat a lot of fast food, then your body is acidic. And every disease known to man comes because you have a bad gut. You've heard the old expression that we have. Actually, Dr. Jack Stockwell is big on this because he's a GAPS practitioner. Everything in your body starts in your gut. So if you want to fix that, and then you follow the road to Balance 7, and the road's pretty easy to follow. All you have to do is call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you'll be able to buy Balance 7, get $15 off in the deal, get a free bottle of another product from this company called My Smooth Skin. You get free shipping and money-back guarantee. By the time you're done, they'll be paying you. Well, not really, but you know the story here. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. 800-793-9039. Or you visit balance7.com. Get healthy. Feel better with Balance 7.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Idiots walk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy. Never ceases to amaze me. Idiots talk among us. Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
All right. So this is the song that Michael Harrison and Gun Hill Road have done about the state of the world. The song is called Idiots. It has about 9 million downloads streaming.
It's unbelievable
so far.
What a hit it is online.
Right.
I mean, there's no record industry, and music
anymore.
Radio doesn't is not interested in something like that. But online, my tens of thousands, not millions, tens of thousands of downloads and views, and the video is just people love it. It's idiotsvideo.com. Idiotsvideo.com. Check it out, folks. It has a life of its own. Looking forward to showing it at the Talkers Conference. It'll be a lot
of
fun.
Well, you know, it may come. Michael has asked me to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Talkers Conference, and I've been rehearsing. Whether I do it or not remains to be seen, but it would be good for me to sing the Star Spangled Banner to the audience and then to have Idiots play right after, because I probably would sing and people would say, look at that idiot up there.
I would hope not.
No.
It's dangerous singing the Star Spangled Banner at any time.
Of course it is.
Because, one, it's a tough song to do.
Yep.
Two, people are very sensitive about its interpretation.
Yeah.
And three, you know, it's like, why him? Why her? Couldn't they get somebody better?
Why not me? Yes. You know? Right. Oh, say, can you see by the... So, Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. There are lots of people now. I like the new, if you haven't checked out the new format, you will enjoy the format because it's easier for you to read through stories. As a matter of fact, lead story right now at Talkers.com is a focus. Most of you know who Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy is.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the many people speaking at the Talkers Convention, which is a month and a week away, right? Isn't it? Like,
it's a little bit over a month away. You know, Chris Ruddy is the man in the arena. My God, he's a great keynote speaker.
Yeah, I figured Tucker Carlson might go wandering over there.
Oh, yeah. I would miss that if I were you.
No,
hey, thanks for having me on the show. This has been fun.
Hey, Michael, my pleasure. Of course, as usual, it's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Call it wonderful movies, entertaining movies, City Slickers. There were two of those, if I remember correctly, right, Chucker?
There were two.
Yeah, and they were just fun. Silly, fun, Billy Crystal at his best, and he's done some really great stuff. I thought it was just a little slapstick. What do you think?
I was one of my all-time favorite movies, City Slickers, the original. Yeah. It came out in 89. I must have seen that five, six, seven times in the theater. Audiences ate that movie up. It was one character-driven, funny. It was emotional. I think of all the movies Billy Crystal did, and I love Billy Crystal. I think he's a tremendous talent. But that was my favorite Billy Crystal film. And we play the theme because Bruno Kirby, who co-starred in that movie with him, was born this day, April 28, 1949, passed away in 2006. I guess him and Billy Crystal had some sort of a falling out at the end of his career, but I was always a Bruno Kirby fan, so first saw him in Godfather 2, was in when Harry Met Sally, also Good Morning Vietnam, Donnie Brasco. Really good on screen, but City Slickers, I think, is a classic film.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
Good theme, too. Yeah, it's a nice theme to wake up. That woke me up, actually.
Well, it sounds like a cowboy movie. All right, so Return to the Jedi is back in the theaters this weekend. The new George Foreman movie is out, so...
Now, let me ask you a question about this, yes. George. Obviously, this is not a high-profile movie, but they're giving it a theatrical.
I'm not going to see it.
I think his story's really good. I just don't see anybody going to a movie theater to see this movie.
I don't want to watch somebody beat the hell out of somebody else. Other than that, his story is good.
It's a good story, though. He looks great for his age. The guy's still doing these commercials. He looks really good.
He's made $1 jillion selling those damn grills. That's really what he's more known. The people, this generation doesn't know him as a boxer.
No.
They know him as a salesman for grills.
But he did get back. I guess the linchpin of the story is, if I remember right off the top of my head, he did get back in the ring in his 50s.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he did. Yep, yep.
That's not easy to do.
That's right. Another movie called Are You There, God?
Getting really good reviews.
Is it? Not, yeah, is it another one of the Holy Roller movies, or is
I'm not sure exactly what it's. I know it's got like 99% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I told you that. Well, fair. I'm going to go see it tomorrow. I'll let you know what I think about it. I'll let you know if it's safe for you to come.
What about theater. Somewhere in Queens? I kind of want to see that.
Don't know.
Ray Romano.
Oh, okay.
He's Ray Romano and a bunch of Italians in Queens.
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, it looks like
I just heard Ray Romano had a 90% blockage, though, in his artery.
I heard that, too. Yeah, exactly.
I think they caught it.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I got one movie news of interest here I think you'll like. Remember the movie Dodgeball from 2004, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Very funny movie.
Yeah.
It has a good legacy. They're going to do a sequel. 20th Century Fox has hired a screenwriter. Vince Vaughn pitched it. Vince Vaughn will be the star. No word if Ben Stiller or the rest of the cast will be involved, but Vince Vaughn will. They need the rest of the cast to do that movie. Let me just say this, Doug. These are the type of movies we need beside the big popcorn movies. Silly comedies. They don't do any of these things.
I want a movie about Jerry Springer's life.
Yeah, it'd be a good one.
Of course it'll be a good one. Somebody will come out with a movie. So Netflix has announced this week the end of DVD delivery service. I'm amazed it still existed. Did you know it still
existed? I did not know it existed, no. I don't know anybody who does it.
I don't either, as a matter of fact. So as of this September, they'll send out their last red envelope. But look at what it developed into. Netflix is arguably the most important of all of the streaming services, don't you think?
Listen, I'm going to tell you a story. I remember doing a spot on your show when Netflix first started to talk about digital and streaming. And I said on the show, I don't think that is I never believed that people would stop going to video stores. Like, they had a vision. People in the industry knew they would take the industry digital. And I just thought, people are really going to sit home and just watch everything. They're not going to go out and get an ice cream cone, go to the video store. But, they stopped going to video stores. No, I miss going to Blockbuster. The mom and pop.
It's like Barnes & Noble. Who goes to a Barnes & Noble anymore? It's a disgrace, but yet nobody goes to Barnes & Noble.
But there are still bookstores, and there are still libraries.
Yeah.
But you don't
Did you say library?
Whatever.
You said
whatever.
Library.
You don't really need, you just need the internet, right, to do almost anything you want.
Well, that's the problem. And then what's going to happen with artificial intelligence? Are you and I going to make our own movie? Can we produce a movie that gets into a theater? What do you think?
Who knows? Movie. I mean, we can certainly do a movie.
A movie about life in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. That'd be a pretty interesting movie,
I don't know.
Not ready for that? Okay. No. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the Good Day program every day at this time. He brings us up to date on the important stories from the world of movies and TV, video, etc., etc. This is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.